basically, Oaxaca was chosen amidst a popular uprising that was taking place there in 2006. As the Bowman Expedition's mappers with the Foreign Military Service Office moved to Oaxaca, there was a popular uprising happening in Oaxaca's state capital. The state capital is a city of 1 million people, about the size of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and a teacher's strike led to a popular uprising when they faced a major repression by the state's government. Now, what I mean by popular uprising is I mean average, everyday folks came out into the streets and supported the teachers when they were attacked by the police. Now, within 2 days, the average, everyday folks took over the city of Oaxaca and began to engage in traditional forms of self-governance. Now, the city of Oaxaca is not 100% indigenous, but the uprising was definitely influenced by indigenous ideas of self-governance, self-determination, etc., etc. So it's no surprise that the mapping project moved to Oaxaca during this time period. Another thing that is important to note is that Oaxaca is extremely wealthy in natural resources. Gold, silver, uranium, petroleum, water. These are very important factors in the decision to map Oaxaca because these resources are key to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Oaxaca is also in a strategically located for industrial mega projects that are being imposed through a program known as Plan Puebla Panama. Highways, railways, ports of trade, wind energy corridors, mines, agribusiness, and maquiladora-style assembly plants are being peppered throughout the Oaxacan region, and these are, of course, systematically displacing indigenous communities. Mm-hmm. Now, all this would seem disconnected if you didn't have DEMREST specifically citing communal land tenure as the reason for crime and insurgency. That's his attitude. So while the U.S. government has financial, political interest in Mexico, DEMREST is basically carrying out the military strategy to secure those political and economic interests. Basically, what we're seeing here is that natural resources and human life are being reduced in variables in an equation for profit. And it is the human life variable that more and more is being considered a disposable variable in this equation, whether it means displacement or death. The human beings that are inhabiting the lands that are rich in these natural resources but do not want to participate in this political economy, do not want to give up their subsistence standards of living. These people are being considered disposable. It's genocide. There's no other way of saying it. I mean, it's genocide. I think it's important for Americans to realize that this is nothing new. The United States has a military training base, for example, in Fort Benning, Georgia, known as the School of the Americas, that has focused on training Latin American militaries on all sorts of counterinsurgency tactics, which include kidnapping, creation of paramilitary groups, etc., etc. People imagine the School of the Americas as having trained militaries during the dirty war era in Central and South America, but it's important for people to understand that the School of Americas is still functioning. They've changed their name to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. There are 18 top Mexican military personnel that are graduates of the School of America, including General Jose Ruben Rivas Peña. Jose Ruben Rivas Peña is responsible for the creation of paramilitary armies in the states of Oaxaca, Guerrero, and Chiapas. He's also responsible for the massacre of Acteal against Zapatista support-based communities. This is just a continuation of the same old, same old. We are the ones that are responsible to do something about it.